sir. Oh, it becomes you, dear. After all, if you're going to work like a slave, you might as well look like one.
I am not a slave. I enjoy cooking dinner for my husband and our guests. Coquille Saint-Jacques, prepared by a witch in the mortal way.
Not bad. Of course, it's not ambrosia, but it's quite good enough for Durwood.
What's the occasion? We are entertaining Mr. and Mrs. J. Earl Rockford. They are very rich and very social. He's a client of McMahon and Tate.
Well, why don't they have them for dinner?
Because Louise Tate is out of town. That's why we invited them here. He's a very important man.
There are no important mortals, my darling. You're wasting your time.
This one's important. His ancestors came over on the Mayflower.
Rockford? Rockford? I don't recall seeing any Rockfords on the Mayflower. Probably in steerage.
Mr. Rockford has a very big account. And Darren might get it. He loves Darren's ideas.
I was right. He did come over in steerage.
Honey, I'm home. Where are you?
In the kitchen.
Where else?
Right there.
Now, you've had your little joke. So, Mother, before you leave, would you mind?
Anything for you, darling.
Came home early to see if I could help. Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, censor. What can I do to help?
You could have done something 5 years ago by not proposing to her.
It's getting close to socket to you time.
Why resist temptation? Let me do it.
Perhaps a muzzle would quiet his mortal bark.
Oh, now, you... Mother, Darren. Now, please.
I'm sorry I dropped in.
That makes it unanimous.
Darren, I don't think you should have said that.
Why not? She's gone, isn't she?
Oh, Darren. Won't you ever learn?
First rate, I'd call it.
Thank you.
And to think you did it all by yourself.
That's right.
You poor dear. How long have you been without help?
Oh, quite some time now.
Well, now that the amenities are over, I suppose we may as well just get right down to cases, eh?
Exactly how I feel.
As you probably know, I am the president and chairman of the board of the Burning Oak Country Club.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, now you know. And as you also probably know, we don't just take anybody to the club.
No. What's the point of having a club if you're not going to be exclusive?
Oh, yes. There's so little breeding in the world today.
Stevens, I have a feeling that you're the kind of man that would fit in at Burning Oak.
That's very flattering.
Meant to be. Of course, the board will have to pass you, but I don't look for any trouble there.
No. That's because Earl is the board.
Darren, you're a lucky young man.
Sam, you should be proud of him.
I always have been.
There are only two things you have to do, young man. Take a deep breath. And say yes.
As I said before, it's a great honor.
I agree.
But I'd like to think about it.
What's that you say?
I just have a feeling that Samantha and I aren't quite up to rubbing elbows with the Burning Oak set.
Are you trying to say that you're too good for Burning Oak?
No. No, he wasn't saying that at all.
Let him do the same.
I didn't mean that. What I am saying is that I'm not sure we're ready. Darren's been working very hard, Mr. Rockford. He's tired.
So am I.
Well, time to go. It's late.
It's only 9:30.
Hortense, I said it was late.
Yes, dear.
And I thank you for a lovely dinner, my dear.
You're very welcome.
Too bad about Burning Oak, Stevens. You would have made a fine caddy.
Mr. Rockford, about that little business matter. Now,
you will hear from us, Tate, in the not-too-distant future.
But Mr. Rockford, I'll call you tomorrow.
Larry, think before you speak.
I have been thinking. Of all the stupid, childish, idiotic things to do. When we were just about to wrap up the account. Why?
Look, Larry, all I asked was a little time to think about it.
In our business, we don't have time to think.
If I thought my turning down Burning Oak was going to blow the deal,
well, it has. And speaking of blowing, it's time to go. It's late.
9:30? Late?
It's later than you think, Darren. Thanks for the dinner, Sam.
You're welcome. I think.
Wow.
I've been thinking, honey. Maybe I was too rough tonight.
Well, the Rockfords did come on pretty strong.
I can't help feeling that in his own snobbish way, Mr. Rockford was trying to help me. So, tomorrow I'll apologize both to Larry and Mr. Rockford.
Well, maybe that is the best way. Can't do any harm to give Burning Oak a chance. It may turn out that we like the people very much.
And I'll handle the situation first thing in the morning. Good night, honey. Hi, Larry.
Good morning, Stevens.
Stevens? That's me.
Hi.
Larry, I've been doing some thinking lately.
So have I.
And I've come to a decision. I want to apologize to Mr. Rockford.
You already have.
I have?
I knew you would, so I did it for you.
Now, just a minute, Larry. If anyone apologizes for me, it's me.
I
can do my own apologizing.
You're about to get that golden opportunity. Rockford was so taken by your apology that he invited us to play golf with him at Burning Oak Country Club this afternoon.
Larry, I have a full calendar.
I thought you'd learned that no one says no to J. Earl Rockford. Besides, there's a little matter of a discussion about the account.
Larry, I prefer talking business in a business atmosphere.
And Rockford prefers talking business in the atmosphere of his club. And that's the atmosphere we're going to talk in.
Home.
I'm playing golf at Burning Oak with Mr. Rockford and Larry.
Good. Then everything went fine.
I have my reservations. Excuse me while I change.
Certainly. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Rockford. Yes, we enjoyed it too. Lunch today? At the club? They do? Oh, why, yes, I'd love to. 1 o'clock. I'll be there. Bye. Sweetheart?
Hmm?
You're not the only one who's going to Burning Oak. Mrs. Rockford has invited me to lunch. She wants me to meet some of her friends.
Great. Now, how about a sitter for Tabitha?
I'll get Aunt Agatha. Darren, she said that these friends of hers were... ladies on the screening committee.
Well, that's just routine. Before you become a member, you have to be screened.
Sounds like something they do to keep the flies out. What are they trying to keep out?
Honey, you're just being oversensitive.
Well, if they don't like flies, they certainly won't like witches.
They'll love you.
A priceless performance by Featherhead up there.
Meaning what?
Meaning that he's reduced you to hobnobbing with the snobs at Burning Oak Country Club.
Mother, Darren doesn't like the idea any more than I do. It's just good business tactics. Besides, he feels badly about being rude to Mr. Rockford last night.
Rubbish! He's thrilled to death. And in no time, he'll be out snubbing the snobs.
You're wrong, Mother. Darren cannot be intimidated. He's his own man.
He couldn't have made a worse choice.
Mother, I'll give you just 3 seconds.
One will do.
Good.
Within the moment we shall see what a snob this Claude can be.
Stevens, you're Burning Oak material.
You know, I can't tell you how much better I feel about your change of attitude.
I just needed time to think it over.
How do you like the course so far?
We love it. Quite adequate, in my opinion.
What's wrong with it?
It has potential. In time, with the right thinking, it could be the finest club in the country.
In my opinion, it already is the finest club in the country.
My opinion, exactly. Sorry, Larry. You have no frame of reference. Too many years on the public links.
This young man may have something. After all, he has got a head on his shoulders.
This is delicious.
Well, it's our pleasure, dear. We just wanted to get to know you.
We did indeed. I'm only sorry that we didn't seem to find any friends in common.
Please, don't be sorry.
We've been hoping, just a wee bit of hoping, that you might have known the Vandergrifts.
No, Darren and I don't know the Vandergrifts.
Darren, this is your husband.
Yes. He works for an advertising company.
Works?
Sure, that's how we eat.
Well, it's just that at Burning Oak, our husbands are the company.
Oh, I guess that's what makes Burning Oak so exclusive. And empty.
Yes, we like it that way. You see, we try not to let any indesirables slip in. Do you know Dr. Hafner?
Who?
Dr. Hafner, the plastic surgeon. He does wonderful nose work.
No, I don't know him.
Why don't we have coffee in the card room?
I'm sorry, Hortense, but you know I have my bridge game.
And I must get back to my housework.
You poor dear. You've lost your help.
Oh, yes, in a way. My help is lost until I get back home.
Hortense, darling, I can't thank you enough. The lunch and meeting the charming Mrs.
Stevens.
It was wonderful meeting you, Mrs. Stevens. I wish I could spend more time with you, but I'm late already for my couturier.
Oh, well, by all means, don't let me keep you.
Goodbye, all. Goodbye. I've been meaning to tell you, Mrs. Stevens. That's a very amusing little frock you're wearing. Did you make it yourself?
No. I had my couturier run it up.
It's lovely. And who is your man?
Oh, it isn't one man. It's two. They call themselves Sears and Roebuck.
Thank you.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, darling. How'd you do with the ladies?
Huh.
Sorry I didn't get to meet them.
Sorry, I did. That Jessica Morton carrying on about her couturier, asking me if I made my own dress. That I could have turned her into a worm. And it wouldn't take much turning.
Sweetheart, no witchcraft, not at Burning Oak. Which reminds me, we should be thinking about moving.
What's wrong with our house?
Well, it's not the house, it's the neighborhood. If we moved closer to Burning Oak, then you could be close to your friends and get to know them.
Darren, you're tired. Why don't you lie down and take a nap? I'm sure you'll feel better by dinner time. I'm fixing your favorite.
Huh?
Corned beef and cabbage.
My taste buds just don't seem to relate to that sort of thing.
Just what do they relate to?
Well, I was thinking in terms of Chateaubriand. Or perhaps lobster Newburgh. With caviar as an appetizer.
Aw, we're fresh out of that stuff.
Well, I don't mean here. I was talking about dinner at the club.
You mean we're having dinner at Burning Oak?
Rockford invited us.
Oh. Well, I'll have to get Aunt Agatha back to babysit.
Fine. It'll be black tie, of course.
Of course.
I do hope you have something appropriate to wear.
I'll run up something.
While we're on that subject, Mrs. Morton has a point.
Huh?
You ought to see a good couturier.
Oh, no.
And when you do, take Tabitha.
Mother, oh, you're a stubborn witch. Now, I know you've put a spell on Darren. So you get here and undo it. Pronto. Oh. Aunt Agatha, what are you doing here?
You called for me to come and sit with Tabitha. Have you forgotten?
Sorry. Do you know where Mother is?
Oh, I have no idea.
Terrific.
Is something wrong?
Everything's wrong. You name it and it's wrong.
Well, maybe I can help. After all, if a witch can't help, who can?
Mother put a spell on Darren. She turned him into a snob. Now he's out snobbing the super snobs of all time. Of all time. Aunt Agatha, maybe there is a way you can help.
Is it evil?
Yeah.
Now, first, find out if Aunt Bertha can babysit. I'm going to give you a list of names, and I want you to check the backgrounds of each one very carefully. Go back, four generations. Now, I'll be at the Burning Oak Country Club, so as soon as you get...
About membership. Earl, how far back do you go? In screening, I mean.
We look a man up, and then we check on his family and immediate background.
Yes, we don't want any undesirables slipping through.
So I hear. But do you think that's enough? I mean, wouldn't it be better to go back maybe three or four generations?
Do tell.
Good thinking, Sam. You never know what you'll find in a person's background.
Stevens is quite right. We must protect the club for the true blue, purebred American.
Exactly. Here's my thought. From my brief observation, you've let too many, you know, not our kind of people in the club.
My goodness.
The membership needs a thorough shakedown. From then on, there'll be a lot more elbow room for, let's say...
Mother, where have you been?
I'm sorry, darling. But I was picketing this new movie about witches. It makes us appear quite evil, you know? If the shoe fits.
Why, Samantha, I'm surprised. Don't you have any social conscience about our people?
I have plenty of social conscience about these people. Relax, darling. I've had my fun. Now, Mama will take care of everything. I stopped by just after you left, and Agatha told me what you wanted. I think this we'll take care of your snobs.
Oh. It's marvelous. Yes, indeed it will. Mm.
Now, Mother, you take the spell off Darren. Please. And while you're at it, you might turn the time back a little bit. I'd like to get a running start.
Very well, Samantha. For you, not him.
Just a minute. Now,
begone the hex from dreary Dum-Dum. Enough is enough. It's getting humdrum.
Stevens is quite right. We must protect the club for the true blue, purebred Americans.
Exactly. Here's my thought. From my brief observation, you've let too many, you know, not our kind of people into the club.
My goodness.
The membership needs a thorough shakedown. After that, there'll be a lot more elbow room for the common people.
What did he say? Is this your idea of a gag?
Oh, well...
Yes, Mr. Rockford, it is. Darren was just putting you on a bit. He wanted to find out exactly what your membership requirements really are.
That's it, I think.
You gave us quite a start there.
The truth is, screens work both ways. They keep things in and out. And Darren and I have decided to stay out of Burning Oak.
Young lady, I don't know what you're up to, but I must say I do not find it amusing.
I do.
Mr. Rockford, it's true. Your heritage does go back to the Mayflower. An Irishman named Toodles Rockne was a stowaway on the Mayflower. Illegally in this country.
Well, you see, yes, Toodles, but he would... How'd you know that?
Because I belong to the greatest minority there is. I'm a witch.
I think this is in extremely bad taste.
Mr. Morton, your grandfather came here from Poland and spent a good deal of his time in jail. He couldn't even make it as a horse thief. Don't move too far, Cynthia. Does the name Moishnev ring a bell with you?
Oy vey. Whatever that means.
I think we all know that there's no such thing as a purebred American, unless it's the Indian. And an American Indian could never get in here. Is there anything you'd like to add, Darren?
Yes. It's late.
You're right. It's 9:30.
I heard from Larry.
Oh?
We've got the Rockford account, and the screens are off at Burning Oak.
Oh.
I didn't think those kind would ever change.
Well, they did. And so did Mother. She's about to make a formal apology for what she did to you.
The only reason that I'm not furious at your mother is that I wouldn't have missed the fire you lit under Burning Oak for anything in the world.
They're probably calling it Smoldering Stump by now.
You were wonderful.
Oh.
If you weren't my wife, I'd ask you to marry me.
Samantha, I'm ready.
Here comes your apology. Mm-hmm. Look!
I promise never to bother.
She's gonna write it 100 times.
Good.
What's his name again?
Mother.